This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heblin. A longtime member of the Little Rock Board of Directors has died. The city announced today that Ward 1 Director Irma Hendricks died peacefully at her home yesterday. She was 91. Hendricks was first elected to the board in 1993, serving one term. More than a decade later, she ran again and won, then would be reelected three more times, serving from 2006 until her death. Joining me to share his thoughts, someone who worked with her quite a bit over the years, is Little Rock City Manager Bruce Moore. Mr. Moore, I appreciate you coming on to share your thoughts.
Good afternoon.
I think safe to say Director Hendricks was outspoken, wasn't afraid to speak her mind, especially on issues that impacted her constituents in Ward 1. First, what are your thoughts on news of her passing?
You know, I just think about just a beautiful life. You know, 91 years old and just as feisty as ever when she attended her last board meeting last month. She was a tremendous advocate for her community and for her constituents. And she made sure that her colleagues on the city board and the city staff knew that, and knew that almost every Tuesday that we met.
You met her when you were a young intern. Tell me what that was. Tell me what that was like, and the impression she made on you.
Sure, I had just started my internship here in the city manager's office, and part of the job was to attend city board meetings. And so that's where I met her initially. And again, nothing really has changed over the years. Again, a tremendous advocate, and not only for her constituents, but for her ward. And she wanted to ensure even then that the resources that were due to Ward 1 were delivered. And she would send that message very clearly. And then she also felt like because of some of the things that had happened over the decades, that even more resources, not so much equal resources, but more resources should go into Ward 1, whether it was additional sidewalks or different additional infrastructure funds. So again, always fighting for what she believed in.
Most recently, she questioned aspects of the city's sales tax increase, the so-called Rebuild the Rock proposal, which will be decided next Tuesday. Early voting is underway. She said she would campaign against it. What are some of the other big issues over the years that stick out to you that she really advocated for or against?
Well, we received a state Arkansas Department of Highway Transportation, RDOT now, grant to resurface Main Street. And part of the grant was to also to narrow it down to two lanes, which would hopefully slow traffic down, mainly south of 630. And we also put in bike lanes. And she was a strong advocate against that. She felt like people in her ward didn't ride bikes that often. And so she was really disappointed when we moved forward with that. But again, we were able to state a grant. So she was she cared a lot about the homeless, the less fortunate. She was a strong advocate to put in sidewalks during our last sales tax campaign. And then as we started allocating the funds for each ward, she said, I want more dollars in my ward for sidewalks, to repair, replace sidewalks. So really cared about the elderly and the overall housing stock in Ward 1. She was a strong advocate, ensured that people took care of their homes and took care of their rental properties.
Well, a little background about Director Irma Hendricks. She was a graduate of Little Rock Public Schools, earned a bachelor's degree from Arkansas Baptist College, and a master's degree in urban planning and development from St. Louis University. She worked as a psychiatric nurse at Fort Rutes Veteran Hospital. She was also president of the Arkansas Conference of Branches of the NAACP. So quite a background.
She was very active in the community during her working years, but also during retirement. She was very active in our church. We attend St. John Missionary Baptist Church on Roosevelt, and she remained very active there and just really cared about the community that she lived in.
That's Little Rock City Manager Bruce Moore talking about Little Rock City Director Irma Hendricks, who died Wednesday at the age of 91. Mr. Manager, thanks very much for your time.
Take care. Thank you.
This is KUAR 89.1.